Okay, our next presenter is Dr. Wenjun Li, and he's from the University of Massachusetts Medical School. He's widely published in this area, and he will be presenting a view from the perspective of preventive and behavioral medicine and epidemiology. Dr. Li.
Our previous presenters gave a very thorough review of all risk factors. So I'm going to use the microscope to look at people's behavior and where they fall. So I'm going to use a microscope to look at people's behaviors and then discuss how the behaviors influence the risk of falling. This is a joint work with many of our colleagues, including Dr. Hannon. So I have a lot of conflict interest. So this study is funded by the National Institute on Aging. Okay, first, in literature, it's documented that the indoor and outdoor force differ in many ways, including both its predictors and also its injurious potentials. There are a series of papers published in our group that document the difference between these two types of force. The two types of force actually differ in many ways because people's behavior differ. So we have long many of the social demographic behavioral risk factors which have been reviewed by the previous presenters. I'm going to skip. Now I'm just going to show you the new data from our group on the gender difference in terms of behaviors and where people fall and what are the consequences on there. So the data were extracted from Mobilized Boston study, which is Dr. Hannon's host institute. And we analyzed the falls from the man and woman aged 65 years and older from the cohort. And the falls data were collected using monthly falls calendar. The median follow-up time is almost 3 years. And all subjects gone through the very comprehensive clinical examinations and home visits and serious questionnaires. So it's very comprehensive, high quality of data. So we categorized the falls by activity and the place of falling and calculated the circumstances specific analyzed the fall rates. And then we compared it between gender and by different places and activities. So here's the first table. Okay, so this is outdoor falls. Four rates by place and gender, and the number represents the number of falls per year per 1,000 person years. So it's rounded up. From here, you can see that men had a much higher fall rates than women for all falls, but it actually injurious falls actually almost equal outdoor falls. So if somebody is falling in their own neighborhoods, and again, a man actually had a higher falling rates, but the injurious rates are also pretty much similar. Out of one's neighborhood, also men had higher rates. Again, the injurious falls are almost equal between the two genders. And if you look at the falling on sidewalks, streets, and curbs, it's very interesting. Men and women fell almost in the same rates, but however, the women had a higher fall rates, injurious fall rates. So, and the same thing, if outside somebody's private home and in a recreational place, men had higher fall rates, but almost equal injurious fall rates. So look at the activities. The majority of falls, actually, outdoor falls, occur while people are walking. And men and women almost have equal rates. But when older people perform rigorous activities, a man had much higher fall rates. So let's look at the environmental factors. Let's skip this one, it's wrong. Let's look at indoor falls. So from here you can see for the indoor forest, by activity. So majority of falls occur while people are moving or walking, and women actually had a higher risk than men. But however, However, if you look at the going up on the stairs, like man had a higher risk than a woman. And if you look at the performing household tasks, such as cooking, washing dishes, cleaning the floors, so women had a much higher rates, and also women had a much higher injurious rates. And if we're getting out of something, means getting out of a couch, bed, or standing from chairs, you can see that a woman actually had a much higher rates of injurious falls. Why I keep? I can't move up and down. Okay, now let's compare the sex differences in terms of the rate ratios by place, injury type, and severity. If you look at the outdoor falls, a man and woman are pretty much the same. There's not much difference there. But if you look at the indoor falls, so the woman to man the rate ratio is almost all significant in all type of injuries, any injury, fractures, and serious injuries, and falls resulting in hospital admissions, women had much higher rates. Okay, so conclusions, the fall rates were widened by place of falling, by fallers' activities, and by gender, and the injurious potential for falls were significantly by place, activity, and gender. So I think the future falls prevention program should take advantage of this information and factor into our falls prevention program, and by considering and what people do, where people do, and what their health conditions are. And so the one-size-fits-all approach prevention may not be so effective or at least not efficient. And it is necessary probably create more so-called personalized risk assessment tools and also try to use this computer system to tailor intervention programs.